morning and welcome to Self-Care for Educators. I'm your host, Tina Bogren. This is season 4, episode 15, and this week's invitation is to rearrange. Rearrange a room in your house, rearrange how you set up your closet, rearrange your classroom or your office. I just want you to rearrange. One of my really good friends does this a lot in her house, and it always reminds me of my mom used to do this in my house. And there's something about just moving around some furniture that just feels so good. It feels like you're in a whole new space. You don't even have to buy anything new. Just putting things in a different way can just feel so good. Like all invitations, if this doesn't appeal to you, let this one go. But if it does, consider this your nudge to move something around. Try, you know, a lot of times when I do my kind of closet switch from the different seasons, I'll kind of rearrange things to try to figure out we have teeny tiny little closets, trying to figure out a different way for me to be able to maneuver things. I'll move some things around in my office, even just moving some pictures or picture frames around. Or you could do like a big, massive change of truly moving furniture. My friend just moved her upstairs furniture to her downstairs and her downstairs furniture to her upstairs. And you know this because you'll change things in your classroom and students will come in like, what is going on? Just with a different rearrangement of their desks. But maybe you move the whole classroom around just kind of as a fresh start. Kind of just, and you don't have to wait till the end of the quarter or the semester. Do it at any time. Maybe you have students give you ideas of how you could use the space in your classroom differently or your office. Can you move some things around so that when you're working with someone else, you're not sitting behind the desk, that you're actually sitting side by side or more kind of knee to knee? What are some things that you might be able to adjust and see if it feels good? Like I said, it can just be this no cost or low cost, maybe you do want to get some new things, way to have a fresh start by just moving some things around. It's amazing how our house can feel different, our classroom can feel different. Maybe even, I don't know, I was just thinking about our cars. Can we move some things in our cars? Can our setup be a little bit different? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe we're kind of stuck there. But like even some drawers in your kitchen. Or in your bathroom, right? It's a good opportunity to clean things out while we are moving them, rearrange things. But as you're doing the clean out, see if you can put it in a different place. Just maybe one room at a time. Don't get overwhelmed. You don't have to do your entire house unless you want to, if that feels really good. But maybe you just start, let's think of that James Clear advice, one person better, and do a couple of teeny tiny little things. So maybe you just take your desk in your classroom and you do some cleaning out and then some rearranging, put some things in a different place. I always think it's good, I don't know, I think it's good for our brain. Novelty is good for our brain. It mixes things up a little bit, kind of shakes up our routines. And if we shake this up, who knows, maybe we can shake some other things up as well, which might feel really good too. So that's it. We're going to keep it short and sweet this week. I just want you to rearrange something, an actual thing, an actual room, an actual office. Maybe you take this metaphorically. I don't know. You guys are so creative. You will take that theme and kind of run with it. But that's it. Rearrange, readjust. Do something a little bit different this week. Oh, amazing. In fact, if you do this, oh my gosh, snap some photos and share those. I would love to see them. I'd love to see them. Yay. Okay. I'm cheering so hard for you, you guys. Have an amazing week. Thank you so much, Brooke, for all the work you do to help support us and the show and making sure that my voice gets out to the listeners. Thank you to Marzana Resources and Solution Tree. I am just so thankful that this is the job that I get to do. And woo, to you, my badass self-care squad. I love thinking about you doing these things as I do them too. I feel like we're in such a community together when I know that there's other people trying these invitations with me as we nudge ourselves to get just a little bit better every day, try some new things. I'm cheering so hard for you. Have an amazing week.